We've been friends for a very long time, and she lights up my spirit. Natalie Tomlinson joining the show. She is a celebrity psychic joining us live from LA. She reads for the biggest names in the industry, and now is your chance to have a question answered. 833-563-2539. Good morning, Natalie.
Good morning, Indy. How are you all there? Hey, I miss you guys.
Natalie, we're on in Houston, too, so you have to say good morning to Houston, too.
Good morning, Houston, and those beautiful, hot Texans.
Woo!
That's what we're talking about.
All right, Natalie, of course, as always, the phone lines are blowing up to speak with your sweet self.
Oh, Lord have mercy. That's a good thing.
Off the bat, do you have a few predictions for producer Pork Chop or myself?
I've got a good question.
Okay.
All right, Natalie. So I really like gaming, you know, like playing Xbox. And there's some Xbox people that play that make a lot of money. You know, they're like called gamers and they stream online. Mm-hmm. So yes. I want to know, is this something I should spend time on and get better at? Or am I wasting my time? Am I going to become a famous gaming streamer?
No, darling, you're not. This is a fun and games thing. It's not your future. You're for better things. That's just a little hobby that keeps you busy on the chilly night.
Aim higher, Pork Chop.
Mackenzie, I want to be like Ninja and make millions.
No, but I do have a link to Atlanta with you for some reason.
Atlanta?
Hotlanta!
Yeah. Are you going to Georgia for some reason?
No, I don't think so. I've never been there. I love to travel.
Coming there? A little trip with a friend?
Ooh.
There's a reason you're going. I don't know if it's a celebration, but there's something that will take you to Atlanta, Georgia, and it's in the coming months.
Okay.
So it's not like December. I'm talking like maybe in the next 3 months. Something's coming up that will take you there. So it's a little trip. And you're also going somewhere where they do a lot of fishing. So it could be like a little fishing town. That is a separate thing as well, by the way.
Travel.
So that sounds like fun to me.
Yes.
Somewhere you go fishing, like a fishing place. Town really quaint, but it's somewhere you're visiting, but it's separate from the other trip in Atlanta as well. You've also got to tidy your house. Your house is, you know, your place of living. It seems disheveled.
Uh-oh.
So you need to get that sorted out as well.
Oh.
Get it together, Pork Chop. We love you.
Get it together. I feel a bit of a dishevelment around me, so that needs sorted. But both trips will be good trips for you as well.
All right, and how about Mackenzie? Do you have any questions for Natalie?
Well, Natalie knows me well.
Mackenzie is a shooting star, so she's just going higher and higher.
Yes.
And it's like an array of colored fireworks going off. So wherever she goes, whatever she touches will turn to gold. That is a guarantee. That girl's all over because I see, if I look at her life this year, next year, there's a lot of variety of different things. But everything is in entertainment, is fun, is vibrant. Lots of movement this year for you. Mackenzie, lots of trips coming up. And I don't just mean like, oh, weekend with the girls. I mean, work trips are coming up, different things, different functions, holding a microphone on a red carpet. I don't know exactly where or when this is. But one thing I do know, this year you'll be in Los Angeles for sure. You've got two trips coming up out here.
I remember, Natalie, you said that last time you were on with Mackenzie.
The red carpet, baby.
Yep, she's going to hold her, like, you know, like you get all the girls that hold the microphone for Entertainment Tonight and, you know, E! And all these different. She is going to be one of those.
Hmm.
So she's going to, you'll definitely end up living here, Mackenzie. Not yet, but you're coming.
Oh, I cannot wait. Okay, girl. Our phone line's blowing up for Natalie Tomlinson.
I've seen your beautiful pictures. This is where you're supposed to be because you've got the personality. You're there, which is lovely, but it serves its purpose. But down the line, you are going to be living in California.
I can't
Number
wait.
One, the sun shines. Number two, this is the place of entertainment for your profession.
Yes.
You're supposed to be here. You will be here.
I love to hear that. 833.
Everybody listening, remember
yes.
what I said. I'm
yes.
telling you right now. I know what I'm talking about. I see it.
You heard it here from Natalie Tomlinson, 833-563-2539.
Yes.
Thank you, Natalie. Now, let's get to our calls.
Good morning.
We have time for, real quick, two callers right now. Then we're going to play a song and then take more callers. But this first caller, her name is also Mackenzie. So, Mackenzie, what is your question for Natalie?
Can she hear me? Good morning, Mackenzie.
My question is will I ever have kids?
Will you ever have what?
Kids.
Oh, kids.
She wants children.
Yes, you're going to have children if you've not got them already. There's definitely two. I see two. I'm seeing somebody holding up two fingers.
Okay, two kids for the other Mackenzie.
How old are you now?
So I am 20.
You're 20. You're a little babe, darling. Oh, I wouldn't even be thinking about kids yet. I'd be just having a good time at 20. You've got two children. I see that. That is on the cards. I see it.
Okay. Two
are you
going to
be okay if you want children? It's coming. But in the meantime, enjoy your life. Because your life changes when you've got babies.
It certainly does. All right. Thank you, Mackenzie.
Have a lovely day, Mackenzie.
Yes.
Our next one is Alyssa. Good morning, Alyssa. You are on with Natalie.
Good morning, Alyssa.
Hi, Natalie. I was wondering if there was a proposal for when my boyfriend gets home from deployment this year.
Oh, good. So he's going to be back. So that's a good thing. There might be a couple of delays on him coming back for some reason. I'm not sure what it is. But when he does come back, I don't feel an instant proposal, but I definitely see a proposal this year. So
okay.
We're now,
yeah.
So don't expect to like the minute he comes through the door and one of those situations. Let him catch his breath. He's got to save us a few pennies to get that ring, you know.
Yes.
They are not, and you don't want a cheapie. You want something half decent, you know. But there's going to be something this year, but not immediate. So not the first 2 weeks he gets home.
But that rock is coming, girl.
Yes.
You know what? The diamonds will stay always. So it's coming.
Okay, he likes it. He's going to put a ring on it. We have to play a song, but we'll be right back.
He's ready to come home now as well.
Yes. Natalie Tomlinson, more coming from her. 833-563-2539 on Joe and Mackenzie. The phone lines insane for celebrity psychic Natalie Tomlinson. She is on live from LA here on Joe and Mackenzie. Natalie.
Hello, it's still dark here. Everybody's sleeping. Even the squirrels.
Oh, even the squirrels. Okay, everyone's so inquisitive about their future chops. Who do we have on the line?
First, we're going to go to Jennifer. Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning.
Hello. That sounds like a perky voice. Thank goodness. Somebody's wakey wakey.
Wakey wakey.
Good morning, Jennifer.
I'd like to know if I'm going to get into law school this year.
Okay. Me being a very straight shooter, I feel that there might be a little issue or two. You're definitely going to get in. Can you take a test twice in 1 year?
Yes, but I've already taken it four times.
That's okay. I just feel it's like every time I'm seeing you're like a percentage or two short of your pass. So I feel... honestly, if you're like your next one or the next year or however it works, it's not immediate. I feel like you're always close, but not close enough. So you're either missing something or you're not studying hard enough. There's something missing. I can feel it. Why didn't you pass the last time? Was it like 2% short or something like that?
I needed a few more points. My score was too low.
That's it. So... this is what I'm seeing, like little percentages, like you'd only need one more question or two more questions right, or a very small percentage. You have to study and get off social media. I'm telling you, you've got to live and breathe. Law school is not easy, so you have to work really hard. I feel, not this time, but the next, you'll pass.
Keep going,
this is going to be the last crack of the whip. Yeah, don't be disheartened, because anything you want is worth fighting for. You will get into law school, but it's not going to be easy. It's tough. Law school's hard. And also, when you do get in, you're going to have to work your butt off.
I will. I'm ready.
But you'll do well because you want it. It's like I see girls trying to be a nurse, the same thing. They third time they're in. You'll get in. It's just I feel like this is the last one before you get in.
Okay. You got this.
After this. Doesn't mean you mustn't work your tail off. You'll definitely get in.
Natalie,
no problem.
Next for you, I have Bobby. Bobby's got a very interesting question for you. Go ahead, Bobby. You're on with Natalie.
Good morning, Bobby.
Hi, Natalie.
Hello.
Hi. My son has been in the middle of a very intense legal battle for months. And I just want to know, is the end in sight? Like, will it be over soon? And will it be resolved in his favor?
I feel here, I don't know why, but I'm seeing something connected to September. Now, that seems a long way off. I don't know if something kicked off in September, but the month of September is definitely linked. I feel the word even, Stephen, like it's like a breaking even. It might not be perfectly in his favor, but it's not going to be the worst possible news. So it's like saying, okay, just for an example, if there was a split of something, it'd be 50-50. I don't feel like he's going to be jumping up and down with joy, but I don't feel that it's going to be the worst news, you know?
Okay.
Which is better than saying, okay, you're going to go to prison or something like that, you know? I just feel it's not brilliant, but it's even. That's how I feel. That the fighting or something is going to be, I feel like more of a split down the middle. Does that make sense to you?
100%. You have no idea.
All right. Yay. I love to hear that.
I just don't feel that Bobby's going to be doing cartwheels down the street. He's going to be like, oh, well, I must have bite the bullet, but it's better than, you know, it could have been worse.
All right, Natalie, our next question for you comes from Amy. Good morning, Amy.
Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Amy. Happy. How are you?
Hi. I was just wondering if you saw Marriage in My Future.
I do, but not immediately. You're only young. How old are you now?
35.
That's all right. That's okay. I saw the lady get married at 54 for the first time. Yeah, you just got to move the right person. Some people get married too early and end up getting divorced. And then, you know, you've got plenty of time. The right person, you're 35 or 37?
I'm 35.
Yeah, at 37, you'll be with somebody special.
Ooh, he's right around the corner.
You know, you've got to meet somebody, get to know somebody, and it's got to be right. Don't settle. Never settle. People go, yeah, but I don't want to be left on my own. You won't be. It's worth waiting for. You've got to have those dancing butterflies.
All right,
if
Amy.
You don't have that.
You've got to let us know in the next 2 years if you get married. Please stay with us, Amy. Or Liv, get her phone number. Like,
Amy,
off
yeah.
The air.
You can always send a message to me on my website and say, my name's Amy, and, you know, you were on this station, you know, on Radio Now, Indy 100.9. And just tell me, but I feel you'll definitely meet that person. Don't worry, honey, it's coming. Some people have it a bit later. It'll be worth waiting for.
Natalie drills that into me. Always do not settle. Wait for
it. Oh, never. Good point.
All right, I've got
people settling and they'll get divorced. I'm like, good God, next.
Natalie, we have time for maybe one or two more questions. I've got Stephen.
Sure.
Good morning, Stephen.
Hey, good morning,
Stephen,
Natalie.
Stephen, question, my darling.
Yes, ma'am. My question is, do you see us getting into a house before the end of this year?
So you've already been looking at houses. Let me see here. There was a couple of houses I feel that you do like. There's one more in particular you like. The only thing is, if you're trying to buy this house, somebody might try sort of bid a little bit higher. So I feel a bit of back and forth, a little game of tennis here. You might need an extra little bit of money with this one. You know, I can feel there's some sort of, like, money thing going on here. So there's a bit of a delay. I do feel you're going to get the right house, that's for sure. I do feel it's going to be in the area that you're looking. So if it's a particular house, you might need just a bit of cash. I don't know if someone's trying to outbid you. It could be only for a small amount, but be ready to play the game. Can you hear me?
Gotcha.
All right,
yes, Stephen.
That's good though. So, Natalie, where can everybody find you? Because this was kind of just a little tease of what she does, but she can give you an in-depth reading on your own.
All my readings I do, because for over 30 years, I've been doing readings on the phone. I do readings on FaceTime and Skype so people want to see, you know, be more personal. Because, like this week, I'm reading for Australia. I read it for a lady in the Philippines, obviously England, all over the United States. And people like FaceTime is fun, it's more up-to-date, and and that's how I work.
And Natalie's beautiful, so you'd want to see her face. Okay, where can everybody go to find you?
My website is Natalie, N-A-T-A-L-I-E, Tomlinson, T-O, not T-H, Tomlinson.com. And there's all the links to the social media, Instagram, Facebook, and obviously Twitter's all those things are all linked on there. I've written a book which came out 2 years ago, Who Turned the Light On, which answers a lot of questions people do ask me regularly, like, how did you discover your gift, and how do you know this, and can you see that, and, you know, endless questions I've answered it in the book. It's not boring. There's 54 pictures, so it's one of those books that it's like, ooh, that's exciting,
yes,
rather than this is boring, you know?
Natalie,
it's not a self-help book. It's real.
It is a page-turner, and it is phenomenal. NatalieTomlinson.com. We'll put all the links up at Joe and McKinsey. Thank you so much for joining us. We adore you.